Today, too late. Kiwis get another large rate cut with more to come. Halligan and Smart North from Digital Finance Analytics. Well, that is post covering finance and property news. Poor Kiwis have been hit by some of the highest interest rates in the Western world, thanks to the aggressive official cash rate hikes from their central bank, as high migration stoked inflation, but they still saw a recession. And then the Reserve Bank of New Zealand turned turtle, started to cut rates as migration started to fall, along with home prices. And now they have another rate cut to contend with as the economy remains weak and international factors could push inflation higher again. All up, New Zealand's economy has stalled. Unemployment is rising and house prices are falling as the prolonged period of high borrowing costs curb demand. Economists say inflation is now slowing rapidly, and some have warned it may undershoot the 2% midpoint of the Reserve Bank of New Zealand's 1-3% target range. Frankly, it's a mess, an object lesson in the impacts of long and variable lags. Back in August, the Reserve Bank of New Zealand stated that the pace of further rate easing will depend on the committee's confidence that pricing behaviour remains consistent with a low inflation environment, and that inflation expectations are anchored around the 2 percentage point target. And it also noted then that while official economic statistics have evolved in line with expectations in the May monetary policy statement, a broad range of high-frequency indicators point to a material weakening in domestic economic activity in recent months. This week, the New Zealand Central Bank cut interest rates by half a percentage point, stepping up the pace of easing as policymakers become more concerned about the economic slowdown. The Reserve Bank Monetary Policy Committee lowered the official cash rate to 4.75% from 5.25% on Wednesday in Wellington. It was the Reserve Bank of New Zealand's second straight reduction after it began its easing cycle with a quarter point cut in August. The decision was a policy review, which is not accompanied by fresh economic forecasts or even a press conference. The committee discussed the respective benefits of a 25 basis point versus a 50 basis point cut, the Reserve Bank of New Zealand said. They agreed that a 50 basis point cut at this time is most consistent with the mandate of maintaining low and stable inflation. And the Reserve Bank of New Zealand noted that the economy is subdued and now at a position of excess capacity, a nod to recent developments and a more assertive assessment than in the August statement on monetary policy. Labour market conditions are expected to ease further, with filled jobs and advertised vacancy rates continuing to decline. More generally, weak house price growth, lower levels of net immigration, and ongoing fiscal consolidation from spending restraint are expected to constrain aggregate demand growth, they said. Some exporters have benefited from improved export prices, but global economic growth remains below trend, and the outlook for the United States and China is for growth to slow, while geopolitical tensions remain a significant headwind for world economic activity. Nevertheless, the Reserve Bank of New Zealand doesn't seem to have shifted its view of the economy's evolution that much at all. As it stated, the New Zealand economy has evolved largely as expected since its August monetary policy statement. And it also noted that an OCR of 4.75% is still restrictive and leaves monetary policy well placed to deal with any near-term surprises. That suggests the Reserve Bank of New Zealand is still wary of the shrinking risk of inflation proving to be more persistent than otherwise, not just the downside risks. In addition, the Reserve Bank of New Zealand clearly stated that it saw risks of price-setting behaviour adjusting both faster or slower than currently expected. Global risks, the Middle East, China, and the US election were acknowledged as having a bearing on the New Zealand monetary policy outlook. Now, the committee agreed that the economic environment provided scope for further easing in the level of monetary policy restrictiveness, they said. Further changes to the OCR will depend on the bank's evolving assessment of the economy. The next move remains conditional on the data as always, but there was nothing in today's commentary to dissuade the market from continuing to price a follow-up 50 basis point cut in November as the likeliest outcome, said Sharon Zoller, chief New Zealand economist at ANZ Bank in Auckland. That seems entirely fair and is our forecast. The shift to bigger cuts represents another abrupt change of stance for the Reserve Bank. It said in May that it wouldn't start easing policy until the second half of 2025. And after its August the 14th pivot, Governor Adrian Orr said the bank intended to move calmly and at a measured pace. The Reserve Bank of New Zealand's latest forecast in August showed the annual inflation rate falling to 2.3% in the third quarter from 3.3% in the second. The next data is due out on October the 16th. The committee agreed that monthly pricing indices signal a continued decline in consumer price inflation, the Reserve Bank said at its record of meeting. Business price-setting behaviour is now more consistent with the committee's inflation remit. Just 7% of firms expect to hike prices in the final 3 months of the year. That's New Zealand Institute of Economic Research that we covered last week. Gross domestic product declined 0.2% in the 3 months through to June, putting the economy on the brink of its second recession in less than 2 years. And soft demand is tipped to boost the jobless rate when third quarter data is published in early November. Economic growth is weak, in part because of low productivity growth, but mostly due to weak consumer spending and business investment, the bank said. High frequency indicators point to continued subdued growth in the near term. Many central banks have begun cutting rates, and the US Federal Reserve kicked off its easing cycle last month with a half point reduction. Of course, the Reserve Bank of Australia is a notable exception, holding its key rate steady at 4.35% due to upside inflation risks, as we discussed yesterday. Overall, the October meeting reinforces the bank's dovish stance in New Zealand and indicates no clear signs of slowing in November. With inflation within target and the labour market fragile, the Reserve Bank of New Zealand will ease rates more swiftly, said Shannon Nicol, associate economist at Moody's Analytics. City economists are now forecasting an even bigger 75 basis point cut next month from 50 basis points previously, saying they see little need for the cash rate to be so restrictive, given the large policy review gap between November and February next year. An ASB bank said that Reserve Bank of New Zealand's decision underlines that rates were still well above neutral settings. Cutting by 50 basis points more than once would make the Reserve Bank of New Zealand a bit of a central bank maverick, ASB chief economist Nick Tuffley said. But it is a reflection that the OCR, even at 4.75%, is still some way above neutral settings, which we place at a 3 to 4% range. Now, in the monetary policy statement next due in November, we would expect to see softer labour market forecasts, with unemployment and wages growth both looking weak, and for 2025 inflation to be weaker than the Reserve Bank forecast back in August. Then, after November, the bank takes a 3-month gap. If the data releases between the November and February statements underwhelm Reserve Bank expectations, then the Reserve Bank may need to play catch-up again in February. Actually, it wouldn't hurt for the Reserve Bank to reassess the timing and frequency of its meetings. The 3-month gap over summer is unusually long, increasingly odds of November or February moves being larger than usual. The biggest OCR increase made over the last tightening cycle was 75 basis points, and that occurred at a November meeting. Furthermore, the Reserve Bank is repeatedly in the awkward situation of making monetary policy review decisions just ahead of the release of inflation, the target of monetary policy in the first place. Perhaps, for the sake of timely policy decisions, a timetable adjustment would help. And by the way, ASB's inflation forecast suggests a risk that inflation undershoots the 2% midpoint in the 1 to 3% target range. The fallout of aggressive monetary policy will stay with Kiwis for a long, long time, and the road remains bumpy at best. No wonder the number of New Zealand citizens leaving is up significantly. I'm Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics. Many thanks for watching, and I'll see you again next time.